Nancy, request for information. Part about, it's okay? Okay. The part about no evaluations or program evaluations, should we add that too? Or is that too much to ask? Strange, these are, changes are being made with no programming evaluations done.
That's a fact.
But that's part of the process that Serene is referring to, that those evaluations should be part of that process.
Okay, so I sent it. It may have some typos that we'll have to work with, but I wanted you to have it.
So that's going to Michael, and then he'll forward, is that right?
Going to the full committee. All the addresses I have sent.
Yeah, there's an open CC that went out for me a couple of times, and I just didn't know one. So everybody in the committee is on that list and should get it. I got it. Okay, so
this is Nancy. I received Serene's email.
John, did you get it?
Hi, this is Eric, if I can be recognized.
Sure, Ben.
I'm looking at the second sentence here, where it says, that said, management of all other Pacifica stations will comply.
Didn't I tell you there were typos?
Oh, I'm sorry. I stepped away for a second.
Keep going.
No, you resolved it. I mean, that's what I was looking at. I stepped away for a second. So did you send out a revision or a follow-up or something?
No, I'm waiting for y'all to find all the typos.
Say that again. I didn't quite hear you.
Waiting for you all to find my typos.
Okay, let me read what's there for everybody, and maybe not everybody is at a computer or for the stream. The PNB Programming Committee is aware that programming draws listeners and listeners become supporters, and that there's an urgent need to draw in new listeners and additional dollars for all our stations. That said, management of all other Pacifica stations will comply with the bylaw requirement for fair and respectful collaboration pursuant to Article 7, Section 3G, and that the program changes implemented at WBAI since August 2016, all of which lack any or inadequate consultation, shall be undone, and the manager shall create a process to be discussed with staff, and that this motion shall be distributed to the PNB and all general managers upon its passage. So that requires some correction, I think.
I still haven't received that.
Serene.
Hang on a second. Did you say you didn't see that, John?
I did not.
You know what?
I did not receive it.
I'll resend it to you. I think I just used the list that we had from other meetings. You know, I just grabbed the list. Email that someone has sent us from last month's email. I'll send it to you, John. Sorry, I didn't realize you weren't on it.
Thank you very much.
It's using your Gmail account, John. That has some dots in your middle name.
Yes, okay. Yes, now I see it. I found it. Okay. Okay, great. I've got it. Thank you. That sounds fine with me.
So I would say, in relation, calling myself in relation to Serene's motion, I think the language or something like PMV programming here is where the programming draws listeners. Listeners become supporters, and that there's an urgent need to draw in new listeners and additional dollars for all stations. Something like, nevertheless, the committee holds that management of all Pacifica stations must comply with the bylaw requirements for fair and respectful collaboration pursuant to Article 7, and believes that the program changes implemented the WBI since August 2016, all of which lack any or adequate consultation, should be undone, and that the manager should create a process to be discussed with staff. Because I don't think we can say shall as the committee to the GM. And this motion shall be distributed to the PNB and all general managers upon its passage.
So I got your nevertheless, and I got your should to yourself to should.
Yeah, and,
but there's something in the middle there that you said that I just couldn't follow.
Take out the other.
Yes, I got that. Eric.
Instead of inadequate, adequate, lack any or adequate.
I've got that. You said something between nevertheless and inadequate.
The PMB program committee believes that management of all Pacifica stations must comply with the bylaws requirement.
Okay, coming.
Yeah. You're
okay,
revising it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy on stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So I haven't received what you just sent, or did you send something to all of us? Are you just looking at Serene's motion and then putting in typos, or?
Yes, I just orally made some changes to Serene. She's going to resend it. Did you get Serene's motion?
Yes, I got Serene's motion. You didn't send anything. I just want to confirm. And there's nothing in there about moratorium. Isn't that an important point?
It says that changes shall be undone.
Point of clarification here. I think we're, just for the record, we're using the word typos, which is essentially a misspelling. I think we're talking about revisions here, if I'm not mistaken. These are not typos.
Yeah, these are not typos. Nobody's saying typos. I suggested some changes in the language, and Serene is reincorporating those and resubmitting.
You should have them. It's called PNB program. PNB committee program, whatever, motion, that's a little backwards there, revised. It's an attachment. You can see the changes that were made.
Oh, okay. We still have the word other here on line 3.
Okay, there's a strike through. It's in red, and everything that has been changed is in red with a strike through. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I didn't get it. I just looked at what I got, but I
just said the clean version if you're looking at it on your phone, because I don't think the phones show the track changes, but for other people using their laptop, I wanted them to be able to readily identify the new language.
Yeah, if you say it's there, I'll go with that. It's not showing up on mine. Mine's still, yeah, but I'll go with what you said.
Everyone should have it. Do you guys not have it yet?
I have it.
I'm reading it.
I have it.
Got it.
While we're on the subject, let's finish this piece of business. I did have a question about WBAI programming, but I'll wait. All right, so read it one more time. The PNB Programming Committee is aware that programming draws listeners and listeners become supporters and that there is an urgent need to draw in new listeners and additional dollars for all our stations. Nevertheless, management of all Pacifica stations must comply with the bylaw requirement for fair and respectful collaboration pursuant to Article 7. Section 3G. Okay, so there was language along the lines of the programming committee believes that that was the other change. The PMB programming committee believes that the program changes implemented in WBAI since August 2016, all of which lack any or adequate consultation, should be undone. And that the manager should create a process to be discussed with staff, and that this motion shall be distributed to the PMB and all general managers upon its passage. And then it quotes the article that was mentioned.
This is Aaron. Do we have a stack here? Or?
I have a question.
Michael, Eric's on the stack.
Yeah, okay. On that line where it says, nevertheless, management of all Pacifica stations must comply, it occurs to me that this committee cannot mandate. I think it should say Pacifica stations should comply. We're not in a position to enforce anything.
Sorry. Serene to the stack on that point.
And pinch back to the staff on that point.
Michael, Serene's on the stack.
Somebody just got dropped, I think. That might have been Michael.
Oh.
Michael, you there? Yeah. Okay. So we can, he'll catch up. We can't tell them what day they have to wear a purple and what day they have to wear.
Sorry, I'm not back at all. This is Michael. I'm back.
Okay.
I heard somebody waiting for the stack, but somebody called me.
Okay, no problem.
No, I said while you were gone, I brought up the issue. As I saw an issue, which is nevertheless, management of all Pacifica stations must comply, and I felt that this committee is not empowered to mandate. Therefore, we shouldn't be saying must as opposed to should.
I'm pinch back to the stack.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
My question is this, and as part of this tape, I heard that we're going to send this to all the GMs and to the PNB. Shouldn't we be sending this to the PMD for action as opposed to us taking action ourselves?
Nancy to the stack.
It would seem to me that the PMD would have this authority.
Mr. Chair, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think there was an attempt to try to get something in motion immediately as opposed to waiting to get on the agenda of the PMB. That's what this question was raised earlier. But, we're reaching the limit of parliamentary procedure on motions and substitutes and amendments, so let's try to see what we can get finished with. I heard Nancy on the stack.
Yes, on the last sentence, distributed to the PMB. Oh, but the Eric's question was not answered, and this is what he was saying, whether this was a telling that this committee is, I think it's a misunderstanding. This committee is not ordering that this be distributed to the PND, but yeah, it is. We're giving this to the PND, but and to all two that's missing PO to all general managers upon its passage. I understand it that we're asking the PNB to do like this. We're not ordering it. Isn't that right?
This is Serena. I have an amendment to fix Ron's question. And I have a response to Michael when I can get on the chat. Not Michael. I'm sorry, Eric.
Okay, we'll go ahead, Serena.
Okay, so to... with regard to the must comply, you know, I think we can't tell staff, right? A committee certainly can't direct staff. But on the issue of complying with the bylaws, we're saying follow the rules that we must all live by. That's what the bylaws are not an option. The bylaws are the way we're supposed to do things. So I have no...
I can live. I can live with it. I just, you know, we're not 911. I mean, but I can live with it. I don't. Again, this is it's like an enforcement. It's like a directive.
It's a strong reminder that there are things on which management has lots of prerogatives that they exercise daily, and there's some minimums that staff people should expect at a place where they, you know, devote their time and energy. And this is one of them.
Yeah, I hear you saying that it's not optional, which I agree with. But, it, you know, just for the wording, for the purpose, you know, if that's the case, we would just move on our own unilaterally.
I'm going to make a point about it as the chair. We can't have back and forth. We have to try to reach an inclusion about some piece of this. And then we'll deal with another piece of it. Serene, you said you had some other language. Can you just say what that language is? And then we'll
pick
up.
Okay, so in the last paragraph, to respond to you, Ron, I added that this motion shall be distributed to the PNB with a recommendation that they reaffirm our position and copied to all general managers upon its passage.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
There's a question.
What?
Yeah, that does it for me.
Point of information?
Venetia, go ahead.
Can you repeat that last part? That they reaffirm?
Yeah, read the whole section, please.
I'm sorry. Read what, Venetia?
What Ron just agreed to, can someone read that once again? I'm sorry.
Okay, the very last paragraph, and I can send it to you guys, that this motion shall be distributed to the PND with a recommendation that they reaffirm our position, which is above, and be copied to all general managers upon its passage. Meaning as soon as we pass this motion, well, in an hour or so, Nancy should send it out. or Michael, whatever.
Well, good luck with that.
They copy to all. Oh, I'm missing words. It's really better if you write it, Serene, and send it to us.
Yeah. Serene, can you type it into the email itself without the strike throughs, just
okay,
with the language
right, okay,
that you
okay,
want?
Okay.
While that's happening, Eric, did you want to propose an amendment to the language in the first, in the second paragraph? The must.
Let me see here a second. Is this going back to what I said about must or should? Is that where we are?
Yeah, you want to change must to should there?
Yes, I'm just. I don't want to use the word adamant. I don't. We're not in a position to use the word must, although I do appreciate what Serene is saying. You know, we just can't unilaterally. I mean, you get the drift, I'm sure, but, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
How about, is,
I'm sorry, who is that?
Benchmark.
He'll just say management of all Pacific stations should. Should comply.
Okay, so we'll take that as an amendment and have some discussion of it in a minute once we get the rest of it. Ron, did you have something different? Or were you?
Well, no, I was just going to say that I think the word must should stay in there.
Okay, that's something. We'll debate or discuss that in a minute. Let's see if we have the rest of it.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay, so I see a new thing from Serene. 1 minute ago. The PNB Program Committee is aware that programming draws listeners and listeners become supporters, and that there is an urgent need to draw in new listeners and additional dollars for all our stations. Nevertheless, management of all Pacifica stations must comply with the bylaw requirement for fair and respectful collaboration pursuant to Article 7, Section 3G below. And the PNB Programming Committee believes that the program changes implemented at WBAI since August 2016, all of which lack any or adequate consultation, should be undone, and that the manager should create a process to be discussed with staff, and that this motion shall be distributed to the PNB with the recommendation that they reaffirm our position and be copied to all general managers upon its passage. That's the motion as it currently stands, and we now have an amendment from Eric to change the word must to should. So let's have some debate on that. And Ron, you want to motivate it, Ron? I'm sorry, Eric.
Yeah, I'll just, rather than sound like I'm whipping a dead horse here, the best analogy I can make is to say that all cars must stop at the red light, you know, which is a perfect world. We can't do anything if they don't all stop at the red light. You know, they should stop there, but if they don't stop there, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we should send this up saying should, and I think they'll get the point, but saying must is improper on our part. I mean,
correct. I think you made the point. So, Ron, you had want to take an opposing point of view on that amendment? Or not? I don't know. Ron, you still there?
He's on mute.
Well, this is Serene. I will be voting against it.
Okay.
And I think I've already spoken to why, but.
Okay, and any further comment on that amendment?
Yeah, just a point, you know, it's like you must not kill people. It's not, you know, see, like, it's just a strong assertion that this must not happen. If you say you should not kill people, well, it's true, but, you know, saying must is just stronger. It doesn't mean that I'm a policeman, you know, and... or that I'm omnipotent and can stop it. I don't think it has anything to do with stopping something. I think it's just an assertion of right.
Okay, so we can determine if this falls somewhere in between a traffic violation and a capital crime. do we want to take a vote on this? Since it seems like there's a difference of agreement, maybe Nancy, you can...
Maybe.
The motion would be to amend the word must comply to should comply with the bylaw requirement. So a yes vote would be to change the language from must to should.
Okay.
Madam Secretary.
Oh, I was talking with mute. Sorry. So can we just say should or must?
You're asking for a vote on the amendment to change must to should, and so if people vote yes, they're changing it, and if they vote no, they're leaving must.
Okay. Yes means it will be changed to should. All right. And no means it will stay as must. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Is everybody all right? All right. Here we go. Let's see. Where's mine? Wow, just use the old one. Okay. Wesley Bethune, how do you
vote? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sabrina?
No.
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 Okay. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Ron Pinchback? Ron, are you there? Okay. Oh. Pass and go over. Eric?
Yes.
Okay, Eric yes. Eric is yes. Okay, John Riley?
No.
John Riley's no. All right. Shereen Roberts?
No.
Shereen Roberts is no. Okay, and Nancy Sabar and I, Tommy, I will say no. Michael Novick?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I'll go back to Ron Pinchback. Are you here, Ron? Are you on? You're on.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I had to step away for a while. Are we voting?
We're yes. voting on the amendment to change must comply to should comply. If you vote yes, it would change the language. If you vote no, it would leave must.
I would say no.
So no is a must, and yes is a should. Okay, so Ron is voting no. Okay. So let's do the yeses. It's Wesley, Venetia, Eric. There's three. Three yeses. And then no is Sabrina. No. Let me do that. Wesley, Venetia, Eric were yes. That's three. Okay. No is Sabrina, Ron, John, Serene, Nancy. That's five no's. So no's means stays as must.
Okay. So the motion is defeated, and we have the original amended, otherwise amended motion. Is there any objection to the motion as it stands at this point? Okay, so hearing that, we'll say that's been passed. I did want to raise a different question about the programming of WBAI. I was looking at the grid, what we call the grid, you just say program schedule on WBAI.org, and none of this is reflected there. But I'm also wondering, there is a longstanding PNB motion that each of the stations should implement an hour a day of Spanish language programming between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. And I'm wondering if that's been implemented in any way at WBAI, if there's any process for implementing it.
Eric, give it back.
Serene.
I'm sorry, was that John first and then Serene? Go ahead.
I think it was Eric.
Oh, Eric? Okay, sorry. Eric first?
Yeah, along the same lines, I just heard you say should implement. This is a case where the word should be must. I mean, it was in the form of an actual motion.
Yes, it was a mandate from the PNB to add 1 hour a day.
The wording, I mean, it's incorrect that we're saying should. It's been mandated already, so it's a case of must.
Yes, I'm just asking if it's been complied with.
We do not, I'm sorry, someone else, but this is Eric. We have 2 hours on a single day. As I understood the motion, it was like it had to be at least 5 hours per week as opposed to 1 hour per day.
Yeah, 5 hours a week. The motion is 5 hours a week between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 p.m.
So WPSW is 40% of the way there.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, Serene, I think, is there first, and then Nancy.
Isn't it additional 5 hours? Because that's what the...
Yes, it's an additional 5 hours. That's correct. But for stations that already have some Spanish language programming, it's an additional 5 hours. If you had none, then it's 5 hours. In any event, my first question was about WBAI, because I just had you looking at the grid and based on this controversy. But, Serene, why don't you, if you have a response?
Okay, so the grid is not current.
Right.
Some of the program changes can... Okay, I'm working on a grid right now, which I will send to you guys. That's to 100% accuracy. The grid itself apparently is quite a job to get it right, and I guess they don't want to. In addition to the fact, well, they don't necessarily want to have to do it and then do it over and then do it over and do it over. So, the most accurate way of figuring out what has changed over the past few weeks is to actually look at the program listings, but that would only tell you if you knew what it looked like before they started putting in the new information. So in other words, wait for my note.
Okay, but in answer to the question of what happened with the additional Spanish language programming?
With regard to the Spanish language programming, my understanding is that it's going to be implemented relatively soon. I had requested some information from someone on the Spanish language task force because I had been unable to make the Saturday meetings for a while. So I'm in no way current about what's happening there. And perhaps I can take it up with you with some information that I had actually asked the manager about that, and he had given me a response but also had a request. And I'll get in touch with you after this meeting to see how quickly we can get that issue resolved.
Okay. And then Nancy?
Oh, I didn't ask anything.
Look, this is Eric. I can get back in.
Is that additional? Go ahead, Eric.
No. We can... at PFW, we were making some proposals for grid changes, so to speak. This is what we came up with at our last programming meeting, and we were asked to lay that out. So, I mean, we're in the process of looking. We've asked for new proposals. So I have that there, but obviously it's not been approved yet because we're still in. It's being looked at PFW. It's a tentative setup, and it's on the table right now, where it would give us 5 hours within that time frame. The way I have it set up now, of course, it's not up to me. The 5 hours would take place on a single night. That's we have Spanish language programming there geared toward the Spanish speaking community. I should say it's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It
okay.
has not been implemented, but being looked at.
At KPFK, where we have had a pretty substantial Spanish language block starting at 9 p.m., that now has the additional hours have been added at 8 Monday through Friday. I think there's some question about Friday because that would only be 1 hour on Friday with no additional programming after it, and so there might be some further changes get made, and that's required moving around other programming, which has had some of these same questions raised about how consultative it's been. But the Spanish language newscast was moved up. It used to start at 9, now it starts at 8, and other programming has been added in behind it. I'm just curious about the other stations. Nancy, is there anything at KPFT or Sabrina at WBAI that's been done around this?
It might have been done on HD, but I am not listening to HD. I need to get HD radio. I had one for a while, but not now. So I'm sorry, I cannot answer this.
Yeah, you have more than one channel, you're saying, because it's HD.
Yes.
So. Okay.
Yes.
So you need a special receiver to get that? And do you need a special receiver to get that?
So this is Monday through Friday, 6 no. to 9 p.m. or 10 p.m.
Between 6 a.m. and... I'm sorry?
No, the motion was
5 additional hours between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. So
if it starts at 9 p.m., that counts? Or if it that's too late at 9. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a point of clarification. The gentleman just spoke. The way it's structured, it does not say it has to be between Monday and Friday. Just per week.
Yeah, but I didn't say Monday and Friday. I said between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Someone else mentioned that. But I have a request for information here.
I have a question also, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
First one, was that wrong with the question?
Yes. The way it's set up now is it's 5 additional hours. Okay. If one of the stations already has 5 hours in place and adds an additional 5, and at some point decides that they're making further changes in the grid and replaces that original 5 with English-speaking programming, what are the implications there? I mean, is that held against the station, or are they told they're not? They're in non-compliance? Based on that formula, what happens or what does not happen?
This is Serene, Michael.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking it might be a good idea for us. It may not happen tonight. It's 10:14, and I will be leaving you guys tonight.
Yeah.
But it would be a good idea to dig up the original motion or the last version of the motion, because it's evolved over time, and send it to everyone so we all have the same information.
Sure. I didn't want to have a long discussion. It was a point of information that came up because we started talking about the WBA program. I didn't see anything. I realized the grid wasn't current, so that my question was there something that you know about that was not on the grid? And then, I thought we just didn't go around. So, I'd be happy to schedule another discussion or we did say we wanted to consult with the...
I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't mean to suggest you shouldn't have raised it, and I'm not saying we need to have another discussion, although an update would be fine with me.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that we're not all operating from the same information. At one point, we were talking about a weekday edition of news and information programming, weekday meaning Monday to Friday. But I just heard conversation about it being able to occur and count if it happens on the weekend. So clearly, we all need to be looking at the precise language.
Yeah, I wasn't responding to what you said so much as to say I don't want to open this as a protracted discussion or speculate about what would happen in response to Ron's question if a station added 5 hours and then subtracted.
That was Eric. Was Eric not
so
Ron?
That was Eric. Okay, sorry.
If I might add, the subcommittee, I don't believe we've met lately. The subcommittee, Rodrigo is the chair, unless the change has been made lately.
Mm-hmm.
The information that we have or that we're operating with, as far as I'm aware, we have very valid information, very precise and correct. The subcommittee is working with a formula that it's per week. It can occur on any day of the week. We would call a weekday.
All right. But in any event, I'm saying I didn't necessarily want to get into further speculation or discussion about how to do it. I was just curious where it stood. So I think we've got an answer to that. Maybe
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Yes.
Are you going to be sending out the motion, or do we need to pass a motion that we should get the motion distributed? I mean, do we have agreement that you'll send out the motion that the PNB actually voted on in whatever year that was in LA? Okay, that's great. Thanks.
Okay, so in any event, I sort of want to make a motion to adjourn. That's what I was saying. I think we've completed.
Next meeting, before we leave.
Don't we have a regular scheduled meeting now? I thought we...
Oh, what is it?
I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
I just sent out an email a few minutes ago. Can we add a second dash to that one sentence in the motion? I know that, I already passed this.
Which motion?
The WBI motion.
Say that again.
The WBAI motion?
Where?
A second dash, yeah, that's fine. That's just a dash, all of which lack any or adequate consultation, dash, should be undone. It's just the, yeah, the commas or dashes, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you an English teacher?
Yeah, what was that, Nancy? Why don't we make these commas?
Yeah.
Okay, folks. I'm gonna say goodnight now.
Okay. So the next meeting is the 20th, third Thursday. You're right, Ms. Michael.
The third Thursday of next month.
Yeah. So
of October or of September?
October, November, and let me see, December 2, the third Thursday.
Okay.
In November, does that? I mean, I know the fourth Thursday is the holiday.
It's the week before Thanksgiving.
17th is a week before Thanksgiving. Exactly a week, yeah. Before.
Well, whatever you guys decide, I'm fine with. I'm going to jump off. Whatever you decide, I'm fine with, but I'm going to say goodbye.
We already decided that is what we're saying. It's calendared for the third Thursday of the next 3 months. Did someone make the motion to adjourn?
I move the motion. Let's adjourn.
Okay. Any opposition? Okay. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Sorry I missed everyone at the meeting. Bye.
Sorry.